Welcome back to another Deadlands Tales from the Shattered Coast recording. This is Session 39, Part 1, with our returning players Richard, Jameis, Chris, and Sharon. For those listening to the podcast for the first time, you might want to go back and listen to the beginning of this tale before jumping in here. This game uses the Savage Worlds rule set in the Deadlands setting, and we're playing the module entitled The Flood. We've got several other games in our feed, some one-shot recordings, like last week's Spirit of 77 game. Our original Of Steam, Steel, and Murder game is, of course, in our feed as well. But for now, you're listening to Episode 39, Part 1 of Deadlands, Tales from the Shattered Coast. All right, so we are back with another Deadlands, Tales from the Shattered Coast. This is Session 39, and tonight with us, we have Eddie Guff, played by
Chris, the wanted Confederate werewolf hero gunslinger. My cards are Villainous Verbosity. Play to make an opposing wild card lose his next action by gloating or talking about his master plan. Perfect timing. Pay a Benny to search through the remaining adventure deck and take any one card of your choice. Second Wind. Play on your hero to automatically remove all wounds sustained in this combat. If shaken, he is unshaken now as well. Revelation. Your hero finds all the information available when doing research or realizes critical information when confronting some obstacle such as a monster's weakness, the answer to a riddle or cipher, etc. Folk Hero. Play after you save a group of people from dire circumstances. The community adopts you and your party as local heroes, and you can always find aid there. Last card is Get a Clue. Play this card for a clue from the game master for some advice or a hint on how to resolve a current predicament or problem.
All right, and Sarah Beauchamp has played by.
Hi, this is Sharon Sarah Beauchamp. Ex-Confederate, doctor, ex-living, and, did I say I'm a really good doctor? Anyway, my cards are Windfall. Play when your hero searches for treasure, loots a fallen foe, etc. He finds everything that can be found in that location. If rolling on a random table, the character gets the best possible result. And Spurred On. The character's travel distance is doubled for a day, or one character gains double pace for one round. Not Today. Play after any other character's attack roll to cause it to automatically fail. This is a critical failure. Shaken in Their Boots. Play in a combat situation. Your character does or says something so horrific and intimidating it brings the area to a standstill. All other characters, friend or foe, are shaken. And Get Savage. For the duration of one combat or scene, your character gains the benefit of any one edge, regardless of requirements.
Nice. All right. And Luke Villeneuve, as played by.
This is Jameis, playing Luke Villeneuve, Canadian adventurer extraordinaire. Cards I happen to have, Make No Mistake. When facing any kind of creature with immunity and vulnerability, you may ignore those special abilities of the creature during the duration of the combat. Epiphany, gain a d6 in some school for the duration of the game. Better you than me. Play when your hero has been hit by an attack and is adjacent to someone else. The someone else takes the attack instead. Peace. Your hero is able to improve the attitude of a group or in an encounter, maybe by recognizing someone, showing respect, offering a bribe. It doesn't work on true enemies, just neutrals who happen to cross paths with your party. And rise up, rise up. Play if the group is surprised. All heroes ignore the surprise and are dealt in as usual.
All right, and last but certainly not least, Young Jian Lu has played by.
Oh, I am Richard, and I will be playing rich, amazing, brilliant leader of the world, Jian Jian Lu. This week, my exciting cards are Catnap. You get a few minutes downtime, and then you feel as if you've had a night's worth of sleep. Unexpected insights. You know one of the weaknesses of one of those creatures that you're fighting, or if it's got none, +2 to attack and damage rolls. Galcal malfunction, something, a mechanical thing breaks horribly and requires repairing, so you can play on somebody's gun in the middle of combat. Rally, all allies immediately lose their shaken status. And then my two favorite cards of all time. Uh-oh, play this card at the beginning of your combat. One foe you are facing, GM's choice, has its size and strength increased by 2 steps. Every player gets to draw a card from the adventure deck. And reinforcements. Play during combat. Reinforcements arrive. For the bad guys. The exact number and type is up to the GM. Every player character may immediately draw another adventure card. Yeehaw!
Well, that just sets the stage for the game tonight, then. And speaking of, our recap from last session. Go!
Last time, on Deadlands, we started in the town of... I keep wanting to call it Perdition, but what is it called?
Camden.
I am going to write that down rather than that. No, it's right there. I still can't be bothered to read it in my notes, apparently. Yeah, we started in Camden as the whole town was risen up against Mr. Creole, the local cattle baron who everybody was convinced had been raising the dead and then using them for his own nefarious means.
No, they're just convinced he's a douche.
No, they were convinced by this. A small delegation of PCs went out to speak to Mr. Creole to see what was going on and whether he was actually a douche. Turns out he was. While they were there, Jean-Jean Lou and Wormatai stayed behind to help outfit the townsfolk with new guns from the weapon merchant, and I don't think we gave them anything else in the end. And then slowly advanced towards the cattle baron's ranch, intent on stringing him up. Who wants to go next?
How about Eddie? Eddie had some interesting things going on that was all his own.
Oh. Yes, Eddie got propositioned by the leader to join with him, and Eddie turned him down. A fight started. And Steel Eye went after Sarah and ended up dying. Well, not Sarah, but Steel Eye ended up dying. Eddie got beat up by some gunshot and wolfed out and pretty much killed everybody and then ran away.
All right. And... anyone else?
Yeah, still, I actually did go after Sarah, and Sarah tried to defend herself and was doing a decent job of it, and then Eddie came in and woofed out, and then it just became prudent for Sarah to leave the room quickly through the window and, onto the wagon, and we just left Eddie there to deal with stuff. Then, after that, we went and basically joined the brigade of people going out to go string up Keo.
All right, Luke, you have anything to add?
Well, before we get back to the people going after Keo, Luke was pretty much leading the PCs out to talk to Keo and ineffectually talked to him and found out that he knew all about the people rising from the dead, that he wasn't the one doing it. It was a hoodoo man who lives in the area who likes to find. And now that we've got jetpacks, although don't we have fuel for the jetpacks, that gives us a nice way to scout the area. And then he got involved in the fight with Steel Eye and Sarah and proved very ineffectual with that. Then he tried to shoot the bad guy, proved very ineffectual with that, then ran away. Because that's what you do. And the last we did was we got the kettle to stampede the house, and then we went off to find where the town folk were.
All right. And I think that's where we ended, was the battlefield after mop-up had commenced, and the town folks
I hadn't actually mentioned that part yet, because that was sort of Richard and Wimitai doing Young and Wimitai doing
Yes, it. Richard was there. He was amazing.
Just amazingly absent.
Right. So we will pick up on the battlefield then, as the looks like the corpses have stopped moving. Your citizenry had figured that once you remove the head, they don't move so well. And once that was found out, they seemed to work out pretty well together and were able to stem the tide of the undead, or at least this wave. You have no idea if there are more. They kind of got to you before you got to the Creole residence. Unfortunately, some other residents were lost in the battle. There are 10 dead.
They were lost before the battle.
Some were, yes.
Yes. Such a shame.
And we entered on a kiss.
Oh, yes, we did, didn't we? Who was that?
Yong and Wimitai.
Yes.
Center of the battlefield, covered in blood and brains and the ichor of our enemies.
And smooching.
Yep. Yes, you have found something to bond over, apparently. The wholesale slaughter of other beings.
Or just the excitement on the battlefield, maybe. Who knows?
Apparently a shock to both parties.
Well, we look around, I guess.
Yes. Uncomfortable moments of silence there. And
yes.
Blood rage has that effect on people.
Mm-hmm. And just to get things moving, we'll say, Luke, you and Sarah are cresting the ridge now in your speed wagon.
Weren't they doing something else? They were stampeding the cattle.
Yeah, they did that successfully, and I think afterwards they headed off to meet up with you. Is that not correct, Jameis?
As far as I know.
Yeah, because you found out that they were sending a horde towards the city, and you had no idea how your friends were going to fare.
Yeah, I didn't know that until Sarah told me after we left. So.
Right. It's like, oh, by the way.
Also, Eddie is dead. It occurred to me that we should have shouted out, hey, run, quick, Creole's turned into a werewolf, as you were leaving the building. Because that would have been just confusing and awesome.
All right, so, Luke, you and Sarah, speeding up on the speed wagon, you come upon the scene of a carnage, bodies laying everywhere, there are fires burning. I believe you guys even set up the floodlights that Luke had made. Yep. So, yeah.
On the top of the hill.
Yeah, so the whole area, the kill zone is well illuminated. Actually, you guys probably catch the silhouette of Wimitai and Young kind of embrace there.
It is dawn as well, so the light, the ray of the sun was coming up over the surface. We'll continue the kiss for the hell of it, just to wait until somebody comes up and goes, taps us on the shoulder and says, hey, should you be helping us do stuff?
Don't look at me.
Yeah, we've been type punches that person. Continues for a moment or two more before breaking it. Gives you that look of promise for a time later as she goes about. Making sure things are actually dead. Wait, that's one of ours!
Wave it off. Are there any... We didn't actually lose anybody on the battlefield.
We lost a few.
We lost. Yeah. Are
most
any
of them got
those
lost
returning and being
hard to tell, because once again, the people that died are now that everyone's collecting the bodies and such are not anyone you are familiar with from town.
They're not anybody that we are familiar with, right. But everybody else in the town is going to be familiar with.
Okay, so you're going to ask around and see.
Well, if somebody is getting up who was on our side, I expect them to all go,
Gotcha. Now nothing is continuing to rise, including the dead on your side, which are still whole, so they haven't risen. Starting to just kind of ask around, people tell you that at the beginning of the battle, when
when one went down, you know, they'd get back up. And someone does remember a couple of kids that were taken out in just the initial shock of when you were first attacked, that they did get up and they did rise. But after a point in the battle, all this green mist started coming off of the zombies after they had been beheaded and stopped. And they're all kind of floating. All this mist was kind of, and one of the old codgers actually mentions this. It was very bizarre. He made notice of it because the mist was floating to the west, but the breeze is coming to the east. So the mist was actually floating against the wind. And towards the height of the battle, when it was starting, you know, when it turned in your favor decisively, and more of them were slaughtered in large numbers, the dead didn't come back up anymore. They didn't even have to remove the head. They just did enough damage, and they didn't stand back up.
I wonder if it is tied to the time of the night, or if the person who has done this has greater control over it than he thought.
Luke and Sarah, you guys are there now.
Yep, yeah. Looking around, shocked at what's seen. Wow.
You survived. Oh, my friends, it is good to see.
We thought oh, Caledonia, you survived too. Run into each other's arms.
Yes. You see Weimatai whistling while she's beheading the last of the corpses on the ground.
Where is Eddie? He is not here. Did he fall? Sarah?
No. We have a little problem with Eddie. We kind of got out of there before things got really ugly while he was ripping apart Kyo's place.
So he might still be there.
He might still be there. He might be gone.
This is a good time to segue over to Eddie. Eddie, you wake up. You are on a straw mattress. It's very thin. The straw is kind of jabbing into your back. There is a thin blanket and an even thinner pillow beneath your head. You smell the smell of brewing tea. And you're in a room of some sort. You see a thatch roof above you.
Start moaning a little bit and shaking my head and just looking around.
Okay. The China woman, you know, not young anymore, but not ancient, comes. She says a few words in Chinese. I don't believe you speak Chinese, do you, Eddie?
No.
But she has a tray that has a steaming cup of tea, a cloth that's been, the steam's still coming up, off of it. So it's been, put in hot water for you to wash up. And there is a small loaf of bread and some kind of porridge near there. Make me a stamina roll. Do I need to roll for you, or are you able to?
No, stamina is...
Or vigor, sorry. Make a vigor roll.
Okay.
Just straight up vigor. You look at the food on the tray, and you smell the tea on the air, and you suddenly begin to retch. And you notice right before you make a mess of your host's bedding that there has been a bucket at the side of your bed.
Reach over for it, bow my head, and just puke.
Yeah, and it's just a mass of stuff that comes out, and there's even like an index finger that comes out in the vomit into the pail.
Is there a ring on it or anything?
No.
I just look at it. Put the pail down, smile at her, look right under the covers.
She smiles encouragingly. She lays the tray down on your bed, says a few more words in Chinese, and then she looks to see if there's any kind of comprehension on your face. When there's not,
she turns. I shake my head a little bit.
Okay. She turns, and she wanders out.
I drank some of the tea and see if I could stomach some of the porridge.
Yes, surprisingly, you are starving. That was your stomach starving. So has happened in the past for you. Once you have given in to the wolf, you usually wake up the next morning covered in blood, without any clothes, any prior wounds that you have been completely healed. And so you're not surprised to find that you're naked beneath a very thin blanket.
Okay. I'll finish the meal and the tea and wrap myself in the blanket like a towel,
mm-hmm.
you know, just around the waist, and get up and see what's around.
Okay. It looks like it's pretty much just a one-room little hovel. You're apparently laying on your guest's one and only bed. You hear hustle and bustle of motion outside. It's dawn, barely, as you kind of peek through the front of the hut. There's no door. Mm-hmm. And you seem to be in a camp of sort. It's lined with several of the huts, pretty much the same, made of local timber, thatched roofs, several Chinese people, laborers. It looks like they're getting ready to go to work. Many of them are carrying saw blades, buckets of coal and ash. No one really, you know, some of them look at you for a moment, but they seem to be more involved in getting ready for whatever the morning brings them than to bother with you. I'll let you chew on that for a bit as I move back to the rest of the party.
Yeah.
All right, rest of you guys.
Mm-hmm. So we must find Eddie. It is close to the night where he cannot help himself. And we have his manacles. This will be a problem. I guess our best bet is to continue the fight to move towards Creole's place and see if he is still there and what damage he has wrought. It should make the devastation.
Are people here up for doing that, given that they've just been look around?
Actually, the speechifying has already started, and it seems everyone's resolve is greater now than it was before, especially after they take stock to see what their losses were, and the losses were pretty light.
And I remembered, so I give Caledonia back her father's watch.
Ah, yes.
Because I remembered I had it.
You got extra smooches for that. Maybe a little butt groping there.
I knocked the zombie hand off his butt.
Yes.
Not funny unless you can keep repeating the joke.
She asked, although if you actually saw her father, then you know thinks about it for a moment. Of course, you've never met my father, so he wouldn't know.
No.
She said, "Well, I've been looking around. He's not part of the force that attacked last night." Although I recognize many of the people.
From what I've heard, he apparently sent everyone, all the people that he had. So if he's not here, we'll find out when we head over to Creole's place.
People are already starting to break down the lights and to get basically the group moving again. During the lull, someone had broke out a cook pot, and so beans are being handed out to people. Just a quick marching food.
Beans, good for the heart.
Yes. So what now?
Well, I do not think you can stop them from going on to take their vengeance on Creole, nor do I think I would want you to? Is it safe to go there?
It's been a while now since we've left. Well,
you will have to tell us what happened there as we move. Yes? You can tell us what happened there as we go?
Yeah. Such as it is. Such as what I know, yeah.
Good. And Sarah, you are okay? You are quiet.
Yes. Sorry about that. Well, I'll tell you what I know and tell you what happened. I don't foresee us making this end well, so town folk are out for blood.
As well they should be, if he sent this army against them.
I can't remember anyone's name. The daughter's boyfriend, who was of the Olaf clan. Is he here?
Yes, he is. The Olaf clan is here.
Yeah.
Last time you said a lot of people had... Sorry. The losses that we had suffered were the people who were minus. Mm-hmm. Because they charged in with axes, sort of thing.
Yep.
Or something. But he managed to survive, did he?
Yeah, he's fine. Him and his father are fine.
Okay.
What about Groot the Barber?
Was he okay?
Say that again.
Groot the Barber. I have his name written down. So
actually, none of the dead were anyone that you had met in town, at least not formally.
No, nameless man.
Yes, nameless residents.
We will avenge your death.
Yeah, well, the daughter was there, not in the room last we left, so I'm sure she's fine.
I hope she's fine.
Yeah, we have no idea.
Eddie was getting a little wild there. Steel eye. I'd forgotten about that.
Did Creole survive? If you have taken his lieutenant.
Doubt it.
I totally doubt Creo survived that.
Now remember, Creo did get out of the window. You just don't know if he survived the cattle trampling.
He did get out the window. I don't know. I wasn't sure if he got out the window or not.
Oh, I forgot. Yes,
he may still be around.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll find out when we get there.
It would be disheartening to the crowd if they did all of this for no reason at the end of this. If he was
going to go lynch someone, and God damn it, we'll find someone to lynch.
Yes.
Apparently the speed wagon's acting up a bit.
Yes. That's a warning that the spring needs winding.
So, I guess we pack up and move on down there. Can you drive the speed wagon slowly, Luke? I do not know if you are capable of this act. Slow.
Low.
The opposite of fast.
All right, so you guys are basically going to stay with the
as much mob. As we can.
Yeah.
Sure.
If there's like a particular three or four people who are particularly slow, they can just get on the speed wagon and then we can move.
Well, there's a lot of old folks.
Yeah, but there's probably too many to go on speed wagon. Yes. So. Yeah.
They can take turns, but you can take the gear. That'll help if you, put
some true. Just don't bash the jetpacks.
Yeah.
But apparently the jetpacks run on Ghost Rock. Do we have Ghost Rock for the jetpacks or not?
I would think that you guys have some. You've been running the speed wagon on coal, but there's any number of opportunities you could have gotten some.
Okay.
Yes, I had a look at the jetpacks in the Smith Robots thing. They're $5,000 worth of stuff, so I don't think Caledonia is going to let us keep hold of them when we're done there, because she bought them in as an order for somebody else, so we'll just do that. Unless love conquers all.
Until the bill collector comes.
Yeah.
All right, so you guys are basically staying with the lynch mob, heading off to Creole's ranch.
As we are heading along as well, I had a thought. I suspect it will be in the wagon. We show the stick, the amazing stick of amazingness, Grimes stick. We show that to the preacher who's there.
Okay.
Hey, do you happen to know anything about this? Preacher lady whose name I haven't noted down?
Why are you looking that up, Bert?
No.
I offer rides to everyone in town except the sheriff.
Sheriff's too busy eating from the front. He's got a bad nervous tic going on, but you notice that he doesn't have his alcohol bottle on his, or his liquor bottle on his side anymore.
Why not?
He knows the
exact opposite of that. He knows that we can supply him with his medicine. Sarah explicitly made that clear to him when she gave him the medicine back afterwards.
Yes, I did.
Well, you can go talk to him and find out.
Yeah, if you ask him, it's pretty simple. He says, you know, he wants to keep a clear head. If it means he's going to die, then so be it.
A noble sentiment.
And as far as the preacher lady, and she looks at it, and she, you know, it's an old walking stick. Hands it back to you.
Does it? It doesn't say anything on it. Does it? It doesn't say property of Grimes.
No, it does say something on it.
It does.
Yeah, from the city of, from the people, from this flock,
yes,
to Grimes.
Exactly.
Something like that.
And she doesn't attach any importance.
Yeah, she reads it, but you know, she doesn't know what else to think of it.
By the way, Sarah, if you want to get some more knowledge again in science, I have to have the epiphany card for a D6 if you want to get your science knowledge back.
So she can make some new invention that she'll make millions from. All right. Well, if you guys
just
have
hundreds of thousands.
If you guys have nothing else while you head towards Creo.
If they can just say blah, and we'll blah them on what happened here so that we can put two and two together and go, hey, look, he was horrible. I'm glad we're going to kill him.
Yeah.
Or whatever we put together.
Mm-hmm. We refuse to say blah, just don't even mention.
Well, just think, Young. I mean, you know, if they use zombie workers, it would mean no one would never have to work underground ever again.
That is a good thing, yes.
So it can't all be bad.
Sorry, just think, when you die, you'll be gone, you'll be tasked to work underground.
Must never die.
Actually. And yes, I had a thought as well. I wonder if the stone that we found in the river, I wonder if the reason our sticks were registering two different places was because it was registering that stone and the accompanying piece. The missing bit in the center.
If that stone, what would that stone be? Where
I do not know. It is merely an idea I have had. It might be, it might not be.
It might just be it's on the same frequency and missing with the sticks.
Are you playing with the sticks when you mentioned this? Like, do you play
I am going to get out my stick and wave it around. However, my stick does not work because I have not been blooding it because nobody has told me to blood it. So I have forgotten to do that.
No, I think it just doesn't work very well if you don't blood it.
No, you need to, it was said, you need to blood it every day, and it has been several days since I have last done that.
Yeah, so your stick seems to be a fine example of a California scrubland stick. Yeah.
I tell the others to do it as well,
I say, hey, this is what I'm trying. I wonder if it will.
I have no idea if I've been blooding mine either. So.
I said early on that I'm assuming you did, unless you at some point state, like Richard did, that he hasn't been.
Right.
Yeah.
A lot of days have been kind of messed up.
I will pull mine out.
All right. Well, you guys whip out your sticks, and this time they both point unerringly west. It seems pretty firm. It doesn't waffle. It doesn't seem to... you know, go back and forth at all. Is this very strong pull to the west?
Well, there you go.
That is the same direction that the other people said the mist was going. That is interesting to note.
And that's towards the big pool of corruptedness?
Carcass Creek? Yeah, it's in that direction. Like, the direction you're heading is kind of northwesterly, more north than west. But
yeah.
We have dealt with Creole. We all have to move on.
Find the voodoo man.
Yes.
All right. You guys good?
Yep. Over to Chris.
Eddie. Got a work camp of Chinese laborers about, you know, getting dressed up for a day's worth of work. The lady that was in your hut, you see that she's now passing by the hut again. She's got a little straw backpack on that's filled with, it looks like wood for fuel, to start a good sized fire pit with. She stops, she smiles at you, and she says some things in Chinese again. And when you don't look like you understand, she points at a child behind her. Child looks like too young to work. Not that there aren't children working, but this one is a bit too young. You really can't tell the child's sex. Just covered in dirt and mud, and the hair is cut in just a very severe kind of bowl-like cut. So you really, really can't tell if this is a young boy or a young girl. But as she comes up to you, she tries Chinese first, then she tries some Spanish. Do you speak Spanish?
I don't believe so.
You don't speak Spanish either, huh?
What
have
use
you
are you?
Have you declared what languages you do speak?
I don't know what languages I speak. I don't really think I would know anything other than the standard English that's around.
Okay. When you don't say anything in the Spanish, in very halting English, very bad English, child says... Not safe for you yet. You wait till workers leave, then you go. Taskmasters would not like you being here.
I smile, nod my head, and say, where? And just like point around.
Where you come from?
Town of Camden.
Camden, Child thinks for a moment and then kind of points behind you into the south a bit. Mother found you in the forest when she was gathering kindling this morning.
Thank you very much for bringing me here and taking care of me. You know, I will make sure I don't cause a problem. I will wait until the workers leave and then I will go myself.
Yep, and she kind of shoos you back into the hut as she's kind of looking around. See who's watching.
Yeah, I'll go back in and lay back on the bed, put my feet up, and
all right,
chill.
You basically wait around for 20 minutes later. It sounds like the last bit of the camp is leaving. And as the last bit leaves, you kind of catch a glimpse out of the doorway. And I'm assuming you're laying in such a way where you can't easily be seen yourself. Right. A couple of horses with riders are kind of bringing up the rear. And as they pass, you can peek and look out afterwards. These are also Chinese, but they are definitely not dressed as workers. Having silks, very colorful designs on. And they have whips on their side, although they're not employing them. They're just kind of, encouraging the labor force to move faster as they're bringing up the rear.
Supervisors.
Hmm?
Are they going in the opposite direction that I want to go in?
Not the opposite direction, but away. So they pointed kind of behind you to the south to head towards Camden. They're going towards the west.
Okay. Are there any clothes in this little shack?
Sure. I think we described Eddie as being kind of a gaunt and kind of a scraggly guy. So, basically you find, workers' garb. You're small enough that you can fit into it all right. The legs don't quite reach down to your ankles. You're a little taller, but they fit around your waist just fine.
Yeah, I'm just looking for a pair of pants. That's about it.
Sure, yeah. Not an issue.
And then when they go, I'm just going to head on out.
Okay. You step out. Once again, you're in a camp. There looks to be about 30, 40 of these huts around. This must be where they stay when they're not working. Looks like the whole camp is emptied out each morning. There's no one behind.
That's fine. That's good.
Yep. There is a small corral here where you see some pigs. Kind of small, you know, skinny looking, but, you know, otherwise they seem to be in good health. A few chicken as well.
Yeah, I'm not going to take anything from them. Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure I know where this place is when I leave, so if I have to come back, I can come back.
Okay. Do you have any kind of navigation skill ability, any kind of tracking? You have survival. Give me a survival roll. You can kind of place yourself. Yeah. You're not exactly sure where you are. Other than this clearing, it's pretty dense wood. Without the child's aid, you really wouldn't know which direction Camden would be in. I mean, you can get your bearings by the sun. You know, having any kind of survival skill will give you that. And you know that it's early morning. But, you know, all, just around you is just a dense, thick wood.
Oh, I'll just start trying to go, you know, the direction the kid said to go in.
Sure. All right, Eddie, you head off. You basically are just wearing some some pants that are a little too short for you.
Yeah, that's
going
it.
Off into the woods, right? Oh, and you, since you don't have the manacle on anymore, and it's getting very close to the full moon, that edginess and just hyper, you know, sensitivity is about you. So you're getting back into some of your old habits where, you know, you're very just keenly aware of any kind of motion around you, and it makes you very, very tense, very edgy.
I think we know who you must have played Ono on, Richard.
Okay. You guys, back to the other side. You're about an hour and a half, closing on 2 hours later. You guys see you're coming upon the very edges of the Creehole farmstead. The fences have been just, you know, they're in shambles or burst. There's cows just kind of grazing around. They've kind of grouped together, but they're no longer being held into paddocks. And in the distance, you can see the main manor house and a couple of barns. The manor house seems to be on fire.
You left that in there?
He wasn't in a situation to pay attention to us.
You're breaking up a little there, Jameis.
Yeah, we really weren't in a position to get Eddie out.
But you left Eddie in there. He was not in a barn or outside.
No, he was in the house.
Then I think we should go and take a look.
Do a quick run round to the other side of the cows to make sure there's not like a bunch of farmhands waiting on the other side of the cows to shoot us all dead.
Do a little reconnaissance. You find a lot of bodies. Looks like they're recently dead, not like zombies that have been in the dirt for a while. They look like they've been gored. Some of them, you're kind of a distance away from the manor house just yet. So you're kind of looking around in the fields. Looks like most of these bodies that you're seeing got trampled by the cows or gored by the, by the cows as well. Some of them have bullet holes.
That is probably a good thing.
All right.
Young, do you want to get closer? You want to get a little further in while you do reconnaissance? If so, and you're trying to be sneaky about it, go ahead and give me a stealth roll.
I'm not sure what I'll be able to see. I'm not exactly a tracking type person, but I can give it a go and see what's going on.
Well, you know where you would be hiding if you were going to, you know, if you were laying in wait for someone to come by. You know,
I was in a burning house, I would hide well away from the burning house. But,
okay. All right, you go through the fields, made much easier since a lot of the fencing has been just smashed down. You're close enough now that you can see the barn, which looks relatively untouched, although the barn doors have been flung wide, and you can see, without really any kind of tracking roll, this immense number of footprints coming out of that barn.
There were several barns, right?
Yeah, there were three. Yes. This is the one closest to you.
This wasn't the one. Well, okay. That's fine.
Still, you think you've been pretty quiet. You still don't see or hear anything. You're kind of like at the very edge of where the buildings are now. So you're at the farthest barn from the manor house.
Let's go back. I mean, there's no way we're sneaking up on these guys. Not with a rabble like this. So we'll just go over to the others. Go back to the others and say, hey, stuff. You didn't happen to notice whether that barn was open or closed when you were here last night, did you?
Okay, let me get this set up here. So you were kind of sneaking around, looking around, didn't see anything, and then you basically just stood up and walked back, or did you sneak back?
Yeah, I'll probably sneak back as well then, just to...
Okay. Yeah, no problem.
Yeah. Running from cow to cow, hiding behind them all.
Yeah, the same role holds then, you're fine. You get back without any kind of incident.
And yes, then I will just... Do you happen to remember whether that door was open before or not? Did you get a look at this barn last night?
We had the barn we drove out of, that was about it.
Not that one. Yeah, the one you drove out of was on the opposite side, closest to the house.
Oh, I'm back now, so it's... I tried to remember whether I saw the door was sort of smashed on the inside from where repeated bashing of hands.
Oh, no, no. It looks like it was just let wide open. I mean, the two doors were still on their hinges. Nothing looked battered about them. It just looks like they were flung open.
I will tell everybody else then. Be on your guard. It looks as though there may have been more of those things we faced last night. Kept up in the barn. Or it may have been the ones we faced last night. But keep an eye out. Check the ground as you go to make sure they are not hiding beneath the ground. Somebody's got a walking stick or something. We tie a knife to the bottom of it, so as they go along they can just prod it in the ground.
Yep. Unless you related your story to everyone else, which it didn't sound like you did, everyone's acting a little wary because they're not quite sure what went on here. They were expecting some kind of resistance. So everyone is kind of really gingerly looking around, being very careful as they move. It's kind of funny to watch 90 people trying to be quiet. All right. And Eddie, so your little aside there took place like, you know, at basically the break of day. So they've got a couple of hours on you. So you do break the forest line finally.
Okay.
And go ahead and give me another survival roll now. All right, good enough. You come out probably a little bit more westward than you intended. But when you break the forest line, you get a look at the terrain around you. You know where you are. Camden is about 4 miles that way. Creole Ranch is a little closer, you know, about an hour that way.
I'm going to the ranch. I want my guns back.
All right. Very good.
Back to the scene of the crime.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Your lynch mob is basically going through. Every time they come across a body, they make sure it's dead. They've taken to beheading bodies now just to make sure. You guys are getting closer and closer to the manor house, and so far,
what nothing. are they doing anything with the cattle, which is just roaming around?
No,
that is not our concern.
All right. Well, if you guys are just kind of sitting back to watch what happens, they do eventually get pretty close to the manor house, and there are a few gunshots. Everybody just basically dives through the dirt. There is a big volley of fire back at just, you know, all over the place. They really don't even know where they're aiming for. They're just kind of shooting in the general vicinity of the barns and the houses. And you hear the sheriff yell out, "Anyone hit?" Bunch of negatory is coming down the line. "No! No, sheriff!"
Someone shouts out, "I'm dead! No, wait!"
All right. Sheriff starts up. Pulling people back, getting some of his best riflemen to take a better position. And one of the old-timers hands him a spyglass, and he starts looking around, and he calls out, "We got a man in the barn to the left! Looks like we got two more at the manor house!"
Do we go up there and take them out silently, or do we want to talk to them?
How do you
offer them some kind of live, put you down your guns and we won't kill you?
Well, as you guys are actually talking, out of the barn, you see someone that has strung out basically their long johns on a pole, waving around like a white flag.
We surrender! We got wounded in here!
I've never seen a brown streaked flag before.
All right. Well, Sheriff, what do you think? Have them come out with their hands up?
Sheriff thinks about it for a minute and says, well, seems like we want Creole here. I mean, his boys are probably wanted for any number of misdeeds, but no reason to kill him outright. And so he yells out, you boys come out! Throw out your guns first! A guy up in the barn to the right throws out a rifle, and then he's coming out of the barn door. He's got another guy over his kind of in a fireman carry. He looks like he's pretty bad off. He's holding his intestines in with one hand. And from the ranch house, a couple more guys come out. They throw out their pistols first. They got their hands up over their heads. Both of them are limping pretty bad. One of them looks like his leg is just barely connected with just a little bit of tissue.
Okay, I'm going to go over... Luke, cover... Y'all, Sheriff, if you cover me, I'll go and take a look at these wounded.
All right. Sheriff's looking... he's looking very pale, but yeah, his gun hand is very steady. He cinches up his belt over his enormous gut a little bit, and he checks his chamber. She says, all right, little lady, you go on ahead. I'll get you covered. You men there, keep us. Get those rifles trained on them. If they make any sudden moves, you shoot them.
Do any of you know where Creole is?
They talk amongst themselves a little bit. I said, he done skedaddled last night. Left us all here to die. Quit putting those guns at us. Bill here is dying. Bill's a guy with his intestines leaking out between his fingers.
Well, the dog's was advancing towards him, so.
Yeah. All right, so I go over and take a look at Bill.
Yeah. Bill's basically been eviscerated. He's got five claw slashes across his belly. He's it's already bloated and badly infected.
Is there anything I can do?
Put a bullet through his head? Put him, make it
besides
quick?
That.
Yeah, gut wounds like that, without large. Well, antibiotics been invented yet?
Probably not with the dental.
Listerine,
baby.
Listerine?
Yeah, gut wound that bad. This guy's got a slow death, but it's death for sure.
Well, jeez. Well, I'm going to try and make him comfortable at least, and...
And you probably got to lawn him to make him sleep a bit.
Yeah. I guess I do. I do have some laudanum.
So as you approach these guys, they've got the look about their eyes of, you've seen people that have been in shell shock before. People have just seen just a lot of death and a lot of just bad things. These guys all look like they've just been through hell.
That is not good.
Okay, I'm going to tell Caledonia, because there's no way I'm telling the sheriff. I'll just have a look around the edges of this place here and see what I find in terms of tracks. See if we can get a bead on where people went.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm going to give Bill a little bit of laudanum, do what I can for him, and then take a look at the other two wounded guys.
Sure, you do that. Luke, this is going to be a pretty hard tracking roll just because of
because you've got all the cattle and everything. So
but you go ahead and make me a roll, and if you could ace it, then certainly you can find a little bit more about the story.
What is our tracking? There it is.
And is Young doing anything of interest while this is all going on?
No, just keeping an eye out. Make sure. Right.
You got a good too? You got a ton of chips, man.
Yeah, I do. I'll chip it. Meh.
Yeah.
That's still not anything because I'm wounded.
Yep.
It's
up to you. You can chip
one more
if you want.
As a reroll.
Yeah. Run away. Right. Sure. Hey, there you go.
There you go.
Got it with a raise that time. All right, so you round the manor house, and so you were, you know, privy to the gunfight that went on. You know that he dove out of the window while Steel Eye kind of guarded his backtrack right before Eddie wolfed out. And so, you know, you're looking around. You see the tracks. You see, you know, some more of his men looks like they got out as well. It looked like, you know, looking around, looks like there was a scuffle back through here. You find another body. The body is basically missing its throat. It looks like it's been bit out. But there's a clear set of tracks, two sets, heading out to the east.
All right.
Looks like they were running pretty dang fast by the, you know, the length of the stride.
Now, do I recognize any of these tracks as Eddie's, the werewolf?
Around the place where the guy got his throat bit out, you see the indention of something very heavy, pod, you know, some kind of beast there.
So does one of these two tracks look like they're Eddie's tracks?
No. The two that fled from here actually, they're booted. And right. Do you have any kind of medicine at all?
Nope.
And give me a notice roll.
I notice nothing. I notice no limping.
Okay. So what you notice is there's a bullet hole the back of the guy's legs. Looks to you like maybe the other two guys might have shot him to slow him down, so Eddie had something to feast on while they got away.
You don't have to run fast. You just have to run faster than someone else.
Hole was in the back of the legs, right?
Yep.
This guy was the sprinter, and they took him down. Sprinting, not thinking. Awesome.
All right. Well, I'm going to follow, because I'm reckless like that.
All right. So, Eddie... you're topping in rise, and below you, you see the ranch, Creole's ranch. It's still, you're not exactly sure why, but the main manor house is on fire. You seem to remember that there were people with lanterns, with oil lanterns, that were shooting at you. It may be that, you know, and whatever happened, whatever followed, some of those lanterns might have broken and started a fire.
Yeah, it happens.
I'll go ahead and say that you see Luke is kind of heading kind of out, not exactly in your direction, but he seems to be following some kind of trail.
I'll head down towards him.
All right.
I thought you said, my guns!
All right, now while this is going on, Sarah, give me a medicine roll. Just one roll to take a look to see how bad off the rest of these guys here are and what you can do to help if you wish. You with us there, Sarah? Uh-oh.
No, she is still there.
I just got the warning from Skype saying there's a problem with this call.
Oh, no, Sharon just dropped at that exact moment.
All right. We'll wait on her then. You doing anything, Young?
We are looking around to make sure nobody is trying to ambush us or attack us. Mm-hmm. I'm probably commiserating with Wimitai that there will not be more horrible bloodshed issued off here.
Looks like there were four survivors, two in not too bad shape. One looks like he's certainly dying. The other one looks like he probably won't have the use of that leg for much longer.
Four survivors?
Yeah.
Is this place littered with bodies?
When you start going through the house, it's even hard to really tell how many bodies, because their limbs, torn, heads removed from bodies. A lot of them look like they've had their tender barts, bit and eaten out. Like their stomachs have all been just like, you know, a bear or something very large, just taking a bite out of them.
Yeah, it is. I don't mention to anybody that, hey, I know the guy who did this. I mean, and Richard knows how many people were here, or at least how many you told us were here. Mm-hmm. Do the townspeople know approximately how many people would be working on this ranch?
Approximately, yes.
All right. And are the bodies tallying up in any sort of way? Is it likely to be that sort of number?
Yeah. I mean, give or take, maybe 10.
Yeah, I'm not expecting that, but it's not like, hey, there's four or five bodies around.
In the main house where you're seeing... I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying this is like 80 bodies. I mean...
Oh, yeah, this is,
well
this
done,
is a ton of bodies.
Eddie, and the cattle stampede. That's...
Yeah.
It's huge.
There are bullet holes everywhere in the great house. I mean, there's, you know, sunlight streaming through them. The walls are like Swiss cheese. And the concentration of the bodies all seem to be right in front of, like, the library, or where the library was.
I guess I will go poking around to see if I can find where Eddie might have transformed. So I'm looking for, I guess, ripped clothing.
Which... Yeah, go ahead and give me a roll for that.
Notice roll.
A little difficult just because of this sheer amount of gore everywhere.
You should know because we were telling you about it, so you should know where it happened.
Yeah, things get confused. Guns will get kicked around in the dark. The house was on fire. Who knows?
Still on fire.
Nope. I don't notice a thing.
You've got no chips at all. This is the
kitchen, not the library. I'm in the wrong room entirely. Never mind.
I mean, I spend my time poking around, trying to...
Yep, sure. Yeah, there's just too much gore everywhere. all right, Sharon, are you back with us?
Yes, I am.
All right, give me a medical roll just to see what you can do for these guys. There are four survivors. One of them you're pretty sure is going to die. It's going to be a slow death. the guy with the leg that's just about torn off seems to be the worst of the other three.
Okay, here goes nothing.
Yeah.
I'm gonna chip that.
It's an 8. There's no reason to. I mean, that's a success of the raise.
Okay.
So two of the guys are just fine, although they look like they're undergoing some kind of shock, and they're just babbling about a bear slaughtering everybody. And it's like, I shot the thing like 10 times. I know I did. The guy with the leg, if you amputate the leg, he may live.
Okay. Wow.
Give him nothing you haven't already done on a battlefield before, but, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, then it's gonna have to come off. Alright. I asked the two of the stronger guys to hold him down, give him a dose of laudanum, and
something to chew on.
And something to chew on. Take it off.
Do your deed.
Do the deed.
Sure enough. Eddie and Luke, you guys can run into each other now.
Luke, did you see my guns?
Maybe not. Luke doesn't even see just you, apparently.
Yeah, just tipped away for a moment. Yep. Eddie, what are you doing out here?
I ended up in the woods over in some Chinaman's camp. For the night, so I'm back here to get my guns.
Well, I look pointed at the manor.
Yeah, it looks like
far as to know they're in there. Real
quick. Yeah, we better run in there real quick.
Yeah, I just found this trail here. It might be Creole, so we'll see where it goes.
It could be. I don't really remember too much of what happened. Oh, a little bit of a blur.
I haven't been inside, so I have no idea what happened.
Okay. Well, let me get inside and get my guns. I miss them already. Yeah, so I'm going to go and try and get them and my clothes if they're there.
All right. Luke, as best you can tell, if you continue to follow these trails, it will eventually go towards the forest. I mean, that's the only real landmark you see around you. He's either heading further into... Mm. Basically deadland where it's good to scrub and small rolling hills. There's really not anything in that direction. Or he's heading towards the forest. Actually, let's see here. What is the closest thing in that direction? Let me just look at something real quick here. Okay, let's see. Yeah, basically, it's either he's heading into the mountains or he's heading into the forest. Not a lot else. Could be heading to the post piles.
Hmm.
That would be further at the base of the mountains.
Yeah, I'm. Oh, okay, this might take too long. Well, if he's going into the forest, obviously I'm going to lose his track in there. I'm going to need to equip up a bit better than going after him right now like this.
The only other thing that's nearby that you remember is there's a fort in the woods near Quan's province.
Mm. Oh, yeah, there is too, but that's actually in Quan's province.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's in his province.
Yeah. Possibly, I don't remember Creole having any particular connection with Quan, but that doesn't mean much. I'm going to head back and report in. And...
All right. Eddie, go ahead and give me a notice roll there. See if you can find your guns. Yeah. I mean, you've got to move several bodies out of the way, but eventually find them. And your clothes are not fit for wearing anymore, and your gun belt is ruined. But you found your guns.
I'll wrap them in my tattered shirt or whatever.
Yep. The manor house is still on fire, but it's not like a raging fire. It's just like portions of the house are still burning slowly.
Oh, well, I'll take my time walking out, cleaning the guns with the shirt or whatever.
With my notice roll, I will walk around Eddie while he's still in the house picking up his guns, looking for... Yeah. Excuse me.
The rest of the villagers are basically just, they're going to each of the barns and they're just tearing everything over just to see if they can maybe still hiding here. They're trying to find out if the bodies are still here, if people that they're looking for they didn't find in the big zombie stampede.
Well, if nothing else, they've now got some more cattle to take care of.
Actually, the preacher, Samantha Cole, will call... Sarah is busy. Luke's been gone. It'll be Young. Sarah Cole will call you over, Young. She sees you through one of the blown-out windows in the house, and she's kind of waving you over to the barn that's got the doors wide open.
Hmm?
And she tells you, she's like, what do you smell?
Burning?
No, actually, it's, once you get close to the front of the barn, it's pretty. It's just an overwhelming stench of just death.
Ah. Do you suspect this is where they were held?
Yeah, she's been looking around inside, and it's just, it looks like it. There were she points to the tracks on the ground. There were a large number of people in here that didn't move around very much.
This is the same barn that I pointed out.
Yeah, the one with the doors thrown open.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I could not determine whether it was when this happened, whether it was the force we have already faced or an additional one.
People of notability, no one made it out that you met other than maybe Creole. Creole's son and daughter are dead. Yes, the pregnant daughter died, had her guts ripped out, and she was shot too.
Well, the baby's the tastiest part.
The guests both killed as well.
What about the women? Previously you said they survived. Mm-hmm. Are they here? Are they tottering around?
I think they survived the initial... But
oh, they got killed in the stampede. Yeah,
they got killed afterwards.
My God.
Yep, and place is just a slaughterhouse. On the plus side, none of the corpses seem to be rising.
I guess I'm assuming the town is going to go around and make sure they do not rise.
Yeah, that's what I said. They were going around just beheading everything.
Yep. Good for them.
And then the looting starts, too. Burning building or not, Creole's ranch still had quite a few things in it that were valuable.
Eddie, it is good to see you back here again.
Some of the smarter guys have started rounding up the cows.
It's nice to have my guns back. I miss them.
It is good to see you too.
Yes, it is. So how was everything last night when I was away?
You seem to have as much trouble here as we had on the way here. I will relay the story to you later on the way back.
Okay.
And for now, I think... Well, I do not know what the others have found. I found nothing, I guess. Not even your guns. Oh, I see you have them. I spot them on you. Ah, that is good.
Yeah, I smile.
Well, let us meet up with the others and see what they have left.
Yes, let us do that. Let us find everybody else.
Zero, you're just finishing up. You think the guy will live if the infection doesn't sit in? he passed out during it, of course, but you did as good of a job as you can.
It's field expedient. No hope for it. Mm-hmm.
So the guys that were, the two guys that are mostly intact, other than just being incredibly shell-shocked, they're just kind of relaying what went on, is that some kind of... You know, beast attacked, and as many of their men were killed by just stray bullet fire that passed, you know, through the thing. It didn't seem to stop it, as as many of their own guys killed each other, as whatever the thing was had killed them as well.
Is Eddie moving particularly slowly, like he's carrying 80 pounds of lead in his body?
It's all been puked out.
Okay. It's good.
And the fingers.
Well, I... I found nothing. I will tell everybody.
Yeah, Luke, you're back.
Okay. Tell my other PCs, I found some tracks that were leading off that could be anywhere. Need a bit more than just me wandering along to track where it's coming. Hey.
That little Wormatire, I'll track it.
Yeah, and do you have Eddie's accessories?
Yes, I was keeping hold of them for the thing. Do you wish them back, Eddie?
Of course. I love my accessories back.
You are not wearing a shirt. So they will be on display for everybody.
You can find a room or two in the manor house that still has intact bedrooms. You can rustle through and find clothing for yourself.
Yes, I would like to do that. Mm-hmm. If I could find Creo's personal room, that would be even better.
Yeah, sure. You find the nice clothes. Yes, you find the nice clothes. Other people are already looting the room, but they don't seem to care about the wardrobe.
Yeah, that's fine. As long as he has a gun belt in there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Walk out, brush my sleeves off, you know. The manacles on.
Alright. Well, once you guys have kind of finished up with what you're doing, Sheriff, Mandicole, and some of the other leaders in the group just kind of track you down, find you, and say, well, we're going to secure the ranch. No sense in all these cows getting loose here. Some people volunteered to fix up the fences. We'll get them all corralled and whatnot. Any sign of Creole? Nobody saw him in the bodies. We found his daughter and his son.
Oh... Reverend Cole, do you think you could spare a few minutes to talk to these men? They seem to be really, just really shaken up badly. They could use some guidance.
Yeah, I'll talk to them, all right. She rolls up her shirt sleeves. Tramps off in that direction.
My job is done here.
Look at Luke, I guess. Who knows where stuff is.
But is not looking at the sheriff in any way, shape, or form.
He's completely ignoring you, too.
Yeah.
Dragon's been asleep at the speedwagon the entire time. Too much excitement.
So I want you to get some sleep.
It's just been a long night, yep.
So, I mean... He could have headed west, along with, you told us he did not know where the, or he was getting his bodies from. That is interesting. I would like to know where all of the bodies for the zombies came from. Because there were nowhere near enough in the graveyard.
No, definitely not.
No.
Some people would have mentioned along the way that some of these guys, they're dressed like, outlaws. Some of them even still had the kerchiefs over their faces.
Right.
Some of them had been hung, too. Like, there's obvious signs of the broken or the bruising around the necks, etc.
Right. But that's six. There were 60 people in the graveyards.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were 100, 200 zombies. So that's 140 people that mm-hmm. have come from somewhere that have had to be shipped here and then raised up. And nobody noticed at all that these bodies were coming in. That's huge.
Give me a smarts roll. Just a general smarts roll. Just to recollect something that people have told you in passing before. Anybody can roll this. You're all kind of together and talking.
Ooh. I might actually know something.
All right. Looks like everybody might be remembering. Actually, when you first started finding out about this area and doing some talking around about local legends and stuff, the post piles, people have been burying dead there for years and years because of the legend that sometimes they come back.
Hmm. I did not remember that. Although I did remember that, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
That is interesting.
Yeah, we were told that only 2 days ago.
long
2 days. Damn!
Sometimes 2 days can feel like months.
I missed my chance to make sure Nick's character went down. He was one of the people who would have been raised. No! Oh. Well, let's hope he's one of the people who's still with the Hogans and hasn't been delivered anywhere yet.
Did you tell us that there are tracks leading off to the east there, Luke?
Yeah, I told you guys. Yeah.
All right, okay. Well, we have found some tracks leading to the east. I mean, they could be Creole. We do not know.
Or tell the sheriff and anybody else who's around us at the time.
All right.
Do we have any better trackers who might be able to?
Luke didn't lose the trail. He just stopped
They've just got like a couple of hours on us. They've got distance. If I take the speed wagon, I can pretty much follow the tracks that way. But just, I wasn't going to follow it on foot because they said they've got several hours on us.
If you tell this to the sheriff, he says, well, two men. It seems like we don't need everyone here. Why don't I get together 5-6 men?
I flash the place where my deputy badge should be.
I am a deputy.
Of course.
And go out there and collect him.
Yes. Well, man's got to stand for his crimes. He looks around. He's like, people are a bit preoccupied here, but it's been a long night. I expect that we'll set up a base camp here and see what vittles are still around. And I'll go round up 5-6 guys. And, of course, if you all accompany us.
There's probably some dry goods in their pantry, so should be enough vittles.
Cellar for sure.
Yeah,
that depends. How much did you sell them, Caledonia? Were they running low?
Well, he's probably got beef hanging, if nothing else.
And even smoke if he does, quite easily makes.
Yes.
Guys, can we let's go ahead and take a 5-minute here, if you will. My wife's needing some stuff.
Okay, sure.
Dun, dun, dun. Right.
Yep.
Music in this podcast was created by Kevin MacLeod. More great music can be found at his website at incompetech.com. If you enjoy the show, we would love to hear from you. You can find links to our public forums, the software that we use, and other information at our homepage at bluemagic.com. That's BLUMAGIK. Reviews on iTunes, recommends at rpgpodcasts.com, and email to steamstealmurder@gmail.com are also appreciated. Thank you for listening.